Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
This Week in America, thank you for joining us today online, thisweekinamerica.us. Raw food diets have become trendy in recent years, with hip raw cafes opening up in stylish neighborhoods throughout the U.S. and all around the world. Ironically, though, even as young hipsters frequent such establishments, the raw diet itself is one of the most ancient ways of eating you can find. Just think of early man foraging through the land for raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. According to our guest on today's This Week in America, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., our bodies originally evolved with a diet that was totally unprocessed and uncooked. So what exactly is raw food or living food? How high can a food be heated and still be considered raw? Are there benefits or risks to a raw food diet? Well, in today's show, Dr. Susan will answer these questions, all of your questions about raw diet basics. In addition, for those who are already following or familiar with a raw diet, she'll share the latest eye-opening research on the topic. Now, all this information and so much more can be found in the chapter entitled The Healing Power of Raw Foods in Susan's new book, just released and available on our website, Choose to Thrive. The website is SusanSmithJones.com, and she's with us on today's program. Dr. Susan, welcome back. We're talking about the skinny on raw foods and how they heal the body. This will be an interesting discussion today. And we've had Dr. Susan on a number of programs. And for those that may be listening for the first time, just a little bit of background here in the beginning. I know you live a strong faith-based lifestyle. Talk about the holistic health philosophy that you have, that you've talked about so eloquently on these programs for the last several years.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Thank you. See, I believe that God has given us the gift of a miraculous body. Most people, Rick, take their bodies for granted until something goes wrong with them. So I believe that one of our many gifts we can give back to God is to take loving care of our bodies. And we do that in a number of ways, through the foods we eat, the exercise we get, the thoughts we think. You know, our entire lifestyle is like a love note to God. Thank you for this body, and I'm going to treat it with reverence and respect. And the body reflects the mind reflects the spirit. So the body is a great place to start, to really love and respect your body by the food you eat, because hopefully nobody shoves the food and the beverages down your throat. You decide what you eat, and you can tell by your daily actions of what you're choosing to eat and how you're living where your level of self-esteem is.
And more information on Dr. Susan, and it really is an excellent website. It's SusanSmithJones.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Dr. Susan's website. We're talking about the skinny on raw foods and how they heal the body. Interesting, I mentioned the hipsters. They think they've got something new with this raw food diet. It's been around literally since man has been around. Why do you think these diets are so popular today?
Yeah, isn't it interesting? Now, let me just say to you, and I often tell you, I learned this from my grandmother when I was a teenager. She taught me the value of emphasizing raw foods in my diet. So she was hip before her time. And it's definitely been a great learning experience in my life. And where I live here in Brentwood, Santa Monica area, it's unbelievable what's happening with this. I call it a raw-volution. There's a raw-volution happening, and with little cafes popping up all over that either are plant-based, vegan cafes, and oftentimes only raw food. Now, raw food doesn't mean that everything you eat has to be cold. You can heat food up to between about, there's a little disagreement on this number, but between about 115 to 118 degrees. So, you know, round it out to 115. That means you can still have hot foods and soup and other things that we'll talk about. But there's so many benefits to eating more raw foods. And it's normally a plant-based diet. Yes, you could eat raw dairy and raw meat and raw fish, but most of the research is done on a raw plant-based diet. And it doesn't mean that you have to go all raw to get the benefits. you know, some people might hear us talk today, and they'll think, okay, this sounds good, but I don't want to take the plunge 100%.
Right.
But in that case, you could start out with, I call it a raw food detox, a short term, like about 3 days to 3 weeks. It's a period in which you commit to eating primarily raw plant-based foods, and this notion of approaching raw diets as a cleanse is gaining popularity. And, you know, let me just mention the aim of any detox diet, and really the diet you eat day in, day out around the whole entire year should be this way, but a detox diet is a time to take a break from the overload of fats, sugars, and toxins that are rampant in the standard omnivorous, you know, meat-eating American diet. And over time, a poor diet can cause the digestive system and all the filtering organs like kidneys and liver to become exhausted and overburdened. So detoxing allows the body to take a rest. So, you know, many ways you could do it. You could go 3 days to 3 weeks and just see how you feel. Maybe you go 1 week a month. Maybe you go three times a week. You know, but your goal is during most of the year to eat at least 50% of your diet raw, meaning uncooked foods. And we'll get into all this and what it means.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk some of the reasons to go raw. With us on This Week in America is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, website susansmithjones.com. The book's many, 27, 28, 29, we haven't talked in a month, probably 30, 31 that she's read during the course of the last couple of weeks since we've talked. The new one is Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, Prosperity, and Equanimity. All of the books are very, very beneficial and available at her website. So often when you mention diet, people are somewhat reluctant because it's like they think they have to jump in all the way. And you're basically saying, no, you can sort of work your way into it. And I'm sure once you see the results, then suddenly it becomes more and more of a lifestyle for you.
Yeah, that's right. I like to say you can gently lean into it.
Yes.
And see how you feel simply by adding in some fresh fruits and vegetables. Now, there's one staple, Rick, I tell everybody to incorporate into their healthy eating program, and that's greens. Greens are the healthiest food on the planet, and they actually contain, you know, and most people are unaware of this, lots of protein. And they go with any kind of cuisine. You can get them in any restaurant. You should always have a salad at lunch and another salad at dinner. I put greens into my smoothies. And by the way, raw foods have a good source of electrons and something called biophotons you can read about in my book, and friendly bacteria and probiotics. But they are also rich in oxygen. And heat, anytime you heat a food, you reduce the oxygen of that fresh food, and oxygen we need to resist disease. Cancer cells, the AIDS virus, they thrive in blood that's low in oxygen. Oxygen stimulates digestion, promotes better circulation, makes our thinking clear, protects us against harmful bacteria, and nourishes every cell in the body. So without sufficient oxygen in the blood, and you get a lot of that from raw foods, the metabolism and digestion become sluggish, and then the body loses energy and is ripe for disease. And you probably know this. You don't know I'm going to test you right now, but what is that green coloring called that we find in green plants? It begins with a C. H. L-O-R-O-P-H-Y-L-L. Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll. Yes, yes, yes. I was spelling it with a K. That's why I was confused in the beginning. I've been spelling it wrong for all these years.
And
of course, chlorophyll.
Yeah, so chlorophyll is what gives plants their green color. But you see, it's been likened to the blood of the plant. The chlorophyll molecule is almost identical to the hemoglobin molecule in the body, which is the oxygen carrier in the human blood. So when you eat plants in their living, unheated state, the chlorophyll actually feeds oxygen into your body. And cooked food does not contain this organic type of oxygen. This is why when you eat lots of greens or drink wheatgrass or green juices or green smoothies, you immediately feel a surge of energy. So all green foods, and especially raw foods, are a good source of oxygen.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest and quiz master on This Week in America. The website is susansmithjones.com. A lot of this in the new book, Choose to Thrive, and you'll find information at the website. All the information we're talking about at the program today and so much more at the website. Let's talk about some of the reasons to go raw, besides just the bragging rights at the office that, hey, you catch me at the Raw Foods Cafe last night. There are really some reasons that will make your life a whole lot better. I mean, we're talking really dramatically improving the quality of your life if you do it right.
It is, Rick, it's truly unbelievable, the benefits of just eating the right kind of food. That's why I encourage everybody listening to go 3 days or just 21 days and see how good you feel. So here's one of the reasons to go raw, and that is energizing enzymes. See, raw food diets are bursting with enzymes, and these are important for nearly every metabolic process in the body. And enzymes can get destroyed during the cooking process, whether you fry or bake or roast or microwave or even steam. So you lose usually 100% of the enzymes, but you can still warm vegetables, like if you made a soup, and you can still warm things, but no higher than, I said, 115 to 118 degrees to preserve the enzymes. And the more enzymes you get in the food you eat, the more vitality and the more youthful your body will be. And by the way, Rick, not only in the chapter in Choose to Thrive, where I write about Daniela and her husband and her three children all overweight and malnourished with a standard American diet, and I went and lived with them for 2 days and observed them, and over a few months changed their diet, and it was astounding, the changes in everybody, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So you can read about that. And then in my other book, Body Temple Vitality, more of a Christian approach to youthful vitality, 30% of that book is all about the skinny on raw foods and how they benefit the body. Another benefit is more antioxidants are found in raw food, because when you heat foods, you create something called, you've heard this, free radicals.
Yes.
Those aren't people over here from South Central L.A. It's when things happen to the electrons in the body. And a free radical is a molecule that's missing an electron, and it will attempt to rebalance its electrical charge by stealing another electron from wherever it can, like from fat or protein or DNA. When our DNA is altered, it can lead to cell mutation and probably and often to cancer. So lots more antioxidants found in raw plant-based diet.
And I had that on a T-shirt once, Free the Radicals. I'm not sure it's the same concept that you were talking about, but I think it's close to being along those lines. So antioxidants.
Oh, I saw you in that demonstration, in that protest.
See?
That was
Yeah, that was like 67, I believe, and actually it was outside of Los Angeles, so it might have been in your neighborhood. Glowing wellness is something else that you talk about, the reasons to go raw. And it sounds like you saw that firsthand when you're dealing with the family. Visibly, is there something that catches your attention? Is it different?
Well, just the overall glow. First of all, your skin looks better. But there have been lots of research surveys done and studies done that show that your overall sense of wellness, you feel better physically, more energy. You're more apt to want to socialize because you're not embarrassed with how you look or feel. You're more emotionally positive than studies have shown than people who eat a heavy-duty, meat-centered diet. So eating raw truly can make you feel fantastic and glow from the inside out. Not to mention, what if you want to lose weight? There's no doubt about it. And I've got so many studies in these two books. You know, in terms of weight loss, studies show, like in one study, they looked at 500 people who followed mostly a raw food diet and found as they increased the calories they ate with raw food, boy, did their weight drop quickly. And not only that, but blood pressure drops and the inflammation in your body drops. So let's just say in 3 weeks you have something big coming up, what, like anniversary, a cruise, a reunion, a birthday. If you want your weight to drop easily and effortlessly, do more raw foods and walk every day, and you'll be pleasantly surprised at how much younger and slimmer you'll be in 3 weeks.
Well, and you talk about how the waistline, how you can shed inches off the waistline, and I hear so much about the waistline and the belly fat and how that's the worst place to have fat. And you're talking about with this diet, you're actually able to shed some of those pounds around the waist. You're listening to This Week in America, holistic health expert, our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Her newest book is Choose to Thrive, Open Up to Vitality, a Prosperity, Equanimity. It's available to website SusanSmithJones.com. We're talking about the skinny on raw foods and how they heal the body. Let's talk about the impact on chronic disease. I assume that this diet is going to be beneficial in fighting chronic disease.
It is phenomenal. See, autoimmune diseases, Rick, like fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis. You know, in both of my books, in Choose to Thrive and Body Temple Vitality, I give you many of these studies. And fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis are normally difficult to treat, but multiple studies have shown that patients that adopt a more raw vegan diet experience major symptom release. Studies show that it helps with diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol. You know, if you just add in more raw fruits and vegetables to your diet, it helps. And so, and also, talking of arthritis, it helps with your joints. As we get older, many people get joint stiffness. And one of the wonderful benefits of eating more raw food is it makes your joints more flexible. It makes you more mobile. It takes away that joint pain.
And information on raw foods. If you're just joining us on the program, we're talking about the skinny on raw foods, how they heal the body. Information is available in Dr. Susan's new book, Choose to Thrive. Also information available at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. It's a diet that's not only sweeping the country, it's sweeping the world. And we're talking about the reasons why it makes some sense to go raw, at least for part of your diet. Let's talk a little bit about anti-aging. I know that's something that that I pay particular attention to. Is this going to help me stay young forever?
You know what? It actually will. It will. Premature aging is often a result of the inflammatory states of the body. And since eating raw, plant-based foods have a powerful anti-inflammatory effect on the body, you will look and feel years younger. Also, you know, I get into this in the books, but raw vegan diets are low in something called glycotoxins, and these are found in diets that include proteins and fats that are cooked at high temperatures and really lead to inflammation. So when you eat more raw foods, you get all these powerful antioxidants, and your skin will become more elastic and less prone to wrinkles. It also gives you, I know you want this, a happy gut, you know, because when you eat raw foods and especially fermented foods rich in the probiotic bacteria like kimchi and sauerkraut, it gives you that really healthy gut microflora, and the healthy balance of this bacteria in the gut is essential for smooth digestion and strong immunity, and help to decrease the risk of colon cancer.
You know, it's amazing the benefits we're talking about with the raw diet. We mentioned this before, but I think it's worth going back and touching on again. The detox, and so often when people hear detox, they hear all these dramatic things you have to go through. This basically is what a natural way for detoxification.
Yes, like some people will do a water fast or a juice fast or just do smoothies. But just eating raw food is like a detox. It's a dynamic detox. And as I mentioned, you could go 1 or 3 days a week, or go 7 days 1 week out of a month, or maybe go start out and just test it for 21 days. You know, with each change of season, you might want to do a 7-day raw little detox. And as I mentioned, Rick, you always want to give your filtering organs a rest, like your kidneys and liver. So when you go on a raw food diet for a few days or a few weeks, all the high fiber content will sweep out the toxins from your gut, and your elimination system will get that break from filtering out all those unhealthy sugars, fats, and other junk, that literally junk, empty calorie foods, meaning it gives you calories and no nutritional value, found in the standard American diet. Plus, the bountiful nutrients in the raw fruits and veggies always restore vitality. Within 1 to 2 days of eating a more raw food diet that has more water, your body will become more hydrated. You'll see that glow in your skin that no makeup artist can duplicate, by the way.
A couple minutes left in the program. Creative cuisine is another benefit that you list. And here's something that all of a sudden we've opened up a whole number of different items, different foods, different combinations. It really is a whole new world of food, isn't it? Cuisine.
You know, it really is. There are lots of raw food cookbooks out there. I've got some. You know, you might want to check out my book, Health Bliss. I've got 40 green smoothie recipes in that book, or my recipe book, Recipes for Health Bliss. Lots of raw food recipes. And any restaurant I ever go to, from the biggest 5-star down to the smallest cafe here in Brentwood, all restaurants are happy to make you a beautiful salad. You know, you can have veggies, fruits, nuts, seeds, and chefs really like to be creative with salads. And it's fun to be creative in your house and not eat out so much. People that make food a little bit more in their homes rather than going out also have an easier time keeping their weight under control.
Got about a minute left, and I do want to tie it together with this, because you feel better. There are literally spiritual benefits in following this diet, aren't there?
You know, there are. And I'll say to you that I write about these not only in Body Temple Vitality, that's my Christian perspective to health, but on my other new website, ChristianLifestyleMatters.com. And I know this from personal experience and working with people on this type of eating for over 35 years, so around the world. And when you can get your diet up to about 85% raw food, you see an amazing change taking place in body, mind, and spirit. Doubt, fear, anger, loss of faith, and ego tend to fall away. When you eat more of these raw, I call them a sun food diet, raw food actually changes the vibrational rate of the cells in the body. That's nothing weird that, like what people talk about in LA, but your body on a cellular level is all light, energy, and vibration. So you vibrate higher when you eat more raw food. And all of this I talk about in my books. You'll feel deeper levels of peace than ever before. When you eat the standard American diet, it's easy to feel lethargy, depression, and other challenging emotions. And it's a vicious cycle that we can break by eating more raw food. I often refer to it as the raw food diet, as spiritual nutrition. My prayer sessions are so much deeper and satisfying when I've eaten more raw food.
All of this at the website SusanSmithJones.com. Information there, information on the new book where she discusses this, Choose to Thrive. Very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Not only information on raw foods and the raw foods diet there, but so much more. Holistic health expert, favorite guest on our program. We'll be back again in a couple of weeks. Dr. Susan, great show today. Thank you for being with us, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. So I'll meet you tonight at that raw food restaurant in your neighborhood.
Do they have burgers? No, we can't. Well, they probably
do.
There's
burgers.
Yeah, I was going to say you could do something with fruits and nuts and make a little burger out of those. So we will meet there tonight, and we'll have something green.
Sounds great. Sounds a little nutty.
Okay. We'll be right back on today's program. Remember, SusanSmithJones.com for all of the information we talked about on today's program. Like, I'm going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back in a minute.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.